We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Just hanging out on a Thursday night, offending people. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of this show. Of course, download the radio.com app. That's how you listen to us when you're on the go. And we know you're not spending as much time in the car, so make sure that you download that. Take your device, right? You got your smartphone, your Alexa speakers, your tablet, your boombox, your turntable, your Sega Genesis, your Commodore 64, your text instruments, calculator, whatever you have for a device, just download it onto something. That way you can always catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. That's the best way to be a part of the show. It's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Young Dylan, by the way, in tonight for Jarvis and tomorrow night as well. Jarvis got the call up to the big leagues. So he got to be on the big show today. He didn't have to be on the B show. He got to be on the A show. Speaking of the B show, Atlanta United's performance. Woof, oofta. Here to help us break it all down is our friend of the show, and of course the color analyst for all things Atlanta United on 92.9 The Game is now. He waits to see when the next matches that he will get a chance to call, along with his broadcast partner Mike Conney. Jason Longshore joining us. Of course, follow him on Twitter, at Longshoe. As always, Jason, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for jumping on with us here in a crazy mixed-up world between MLS and MLB starting.
It's definitely that. Take good care of our guy Dylan now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we will. Listen, I know he does, you know, all the board opping, stuff like that. It's very simple. Randy McMichael very succinctly said the first time that we worked with him, and Dylan was all excited and all that kind of stuff, and asked me, Randy, is there anything I can do? Is there anything you need from me? And Randy looked him dead in the eye and said, hey, son, don't F up without the condensed F. So listen, that's always the best advice we can give Dylan. So, Jason, speaking of effing up, you know, here's the thing, and get mad at me, vent on me, that's fine. And I'm going to ask you about the comments from Taylor, is it Twelman, the ESPN analyst that I was listening to last night, because he was double-barrel shotgun ready for Atlanta United. But I'm not so frustrated at the three losses, although I don't like the Cincinnati loss, but hell, they won again last night. But what bothers me is, look, this is not a franchise built on three games of not being able to score. And one of Twelman's points was, you mean to tell me that if you take Yosef Martinez away, this team is not talented enough to find a way to put the ball in the back of the net at least once over a three-game period? And I think that speaks to me right now, Jason, as to where I am. Why is it, I understand sort of what and why, but why is it that this team can't find a way to even dumb their way into a goal or two?
That was the most frustrating thing about the tournament in Orlando is, you know, you take the Cincinnati game out for a second because you had the first half red card. We'll put that to the side for a moment. The other two games, you created 21 chances and no goals. It's unacceptable. There's just no way around it. And even you need to create better chances. I think for me, looking back at it and watching this play out in front of me, you didn't have any penetration behind the back line. So with Yosef Martinez, you know you can get in behind the back line a couple different ways. You can play over the top. He can outrun people. You can play a through ball. He's going to make that run. you didn't get enough movement off the ball outside of the ball coming to the feet of Pitty Martinez, to Ezekiel Barco, and then asking them to beat a defender, sometimes beat two defenders, sometimes beat three defenders to get anything, get a shot. That's not a recipe for a lot of goals. And you add that to the fact that the midfield had some issues in all of the different matches, and the defense didn't give up a lot of goals, didn't give up a lot of chances, but gave up goals in the worst possible times early in a match. That allows the opponent to get extra numbers back, to sit a little bit deeper. First half red card will do that too against Cincinnati, who already came in with a defensive mindset, and it makes it even more difficult. Lots of little things added up to an awful three games.
Jason, what say you about this? I mean, yeah, I guess on one hand you say, well, they need to get back and they need to get more practice time to get together and things like that. But I'm going to counter that with they need more games. They need to, you know, get against live competition and say, okay, we got to figure this out against live competition, not just in our training camp and practicing and, hey, we're bonding together. Get on the field against competition that, you know, has got that blood look in their eye when they see Atlanta United.
That's the key. I'm 100% with you because they had a lot of training time coming into this. They had more training time than probably any team there, but no games. And that's one of the hardest things. Go back and look at the way they prepared for this season in preseason, where you played a number of opponents and you played them in different situations. You went to Birmingham to play a lower division team, but you played it in their building. You went down to Mexico to play Leones Negros before you go to the CONCACAF match in Honduras. You played a team from Sweden in Elfsborg. You played two MLS teams behind closed doors. You played a variety of opponents to prepare for your season. Then when you have the stoppage and you start training again and you can't play games, you can't figure these things out. And they didn't. And it never got figured out. It looked like a team that didn't have chemistry on the field. It looked like a team that hadn't played together very much, which they hadn't. You had guys like Manuel Castro and Mateus Hosatu, who had only appeared as substitutes before this tournament. You need games. And that's the biggest problem with where we are with, you know, preparing a team is, one, you don't know what the schedule is going to be, so you don't know when the next game that counts is. And two, it's not exactly easy to set up exhibition games to play live opponents right now because of this whole pandemic.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, of course, color analyst for all things Atlanta United here on 92.9 The Game. I think the other frustrating thing is, Jason, is this about where we're at with this franchise, because this is not a franchise that has been afraid or scared to put recent. Look, I'll be the first guy to blast the Atlanta Braves at times because I don't think that they put the resources that they really could at times into their franchise. That's never been an issue with Atlanta United. It's never been an issue of would they spend, would they do this, would they do that, would they trade that. And I think that's also the frustrating thing of, look, we talked about this, whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago about, hey, look, I'm not trying to blame PT and Barco, but you damn sure didn't give those guys fish heads and rice to come here and go three games and not be able to score. And I've used this analogy, fair or unfair. You know, LAFC has got the MVP and the Golden Boot winner not playing a single minute, and they still found a way to score 9 goals in 3 games. And I think that's where you start to say, okay, coaching, players, what is it? Because the organization will give them everything that they want and more.
Yeah, a couple things from my view on that. So Pitty and Barco were brought in to play with Joseph Martinez, and without him it is a different scenario. You had mistakes happen in this tournament. Like I said, the early goals and that red card all in the first half, all in the first 30 minutes. And mistakes are one thing. Early mistakes change the narrative. And the draw itself, you know, LAFC, you miss Carlos Vela. You have not transferred out Diego Rossi. He could go in the next transfer window. You brought in last year Brian Rodriguez, an up-and-coming young Uruguayan who is the Diego Rossi replacement. Well, in this tournament, he turns into the Carlos Vela replacement. But in the group, they're facing the Houston Dynamo, who has a bad defense, and the LA Galaxy, whose manager called his team out and called his players out for quitting on the job and is a horrendous defense. If Atlanta was in that group, you would have had goals scored out of those chances created. And if LAFC was in Atlanta's group, they don't win the group. They don't beat Columbus. I think they probably beat Cincinnati. Not 100% sure of that. I think they do. I think they beat the Red Bulls. So the groups played into it as well. It's not a like-for-like comparison.
So, Jason, what happens from here? You don't have to hit the panic button by any stretch, but at the same time, something has to give. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I can tell you, if you don't score goals, it's going to be tough to win games. So is it lineup? Is it style? Is it strategy? Like, how do you start to tweak this? Do you play a little bit more loosey-goosey and try some guys that maybe you didn't think you were going to, you know, try early in the year? I don't know. What sort of, if I put the manager's hat on you, what do you do?
You have to reassess your style of playing, your foundation of playing. And this team's been based on a 3-4-3 this season, a 3-4-3 shape with Joseph Martinez in the middle of that front three. You don't have anybody who plays like him. And I'm not asking somebody to score the same number of goals. I'm talking about the way they play so they can fit into that shape with Pithy Martinez, with Ezekiel Barco, with the rest of the team, and get a similar style of play. You know, if it's Adam John, it's a very different kind of forward than Joseph Martinez. If it was Manuel Castro, like we saw in the first game, it's a very different kind of forward. It's somebody who hasn't played as much forward. That's something that if you don't have your number one guy in Joseph, if you don't have a like for like, we've seen some different ways to try to finesse it in this tournament that hasn't worked. So you might have to look at a different way of playing in the short term. And that's never where you want to be. You want to build from day one to be your best at the end of the season. But you see it. You see it in all sports where you have an injury to a key player and you just can't play the same way. And I think what we saw in this tournament is that Atlanta United has to look at some different ways of getting results. And sometimes style goes out the window when it's down to getting results. And Atlanta's got to find a way to do that. It's hard to do in this current environment because you don't have the games to try these things. It's going to be difficult, but that's the job that is at hand for Frank DeBoer. You've got to clean up some other things too now. You've got to clean up the defensive issues. The defense looked very disorganized at times, which is not something we've ever really associated with this team. Some of the goals you gave up were schoolboy kind of stuff because it looked like players were just not in communication in terms of making sure positions and parts of the field are covered. That's got to get cleaned up. You've got to start matches better. That's the number one thing for me. You've got to be mentally locked in and switched on to start the match. Those are things outside of that goal scoring issue. I think it's a lot of little things, but there's a lot of things to work on before you get back to playing competitive matches.
Jason, last thing for you. I mean, I'm not asking how or who or protocols. Do you think MLS will allow these teams that are getting knocked out to do something to scrimmage or something? Because, man, Jason, I mean, in all honesty, the league doesn't need to have like a whole bunch of teams just sitting around practicing, waiting to figure out when they can play again.
No, you've got to figure something out because, I mean, you got to remember you've got Dallas and Nashville who didn't even play in this tournament. You've got to do something for them. You've got to do something for the teams that get eliminated at the group stage. That has to be figured out. There were some earlier rumors about an announcement on the schedule coming out by the end of this month that would kind of line up for a plan going forward. You know, this tournament ends on August 11th. You're not going to have regular season games for anybody before that's over, probably at least a week, maybe 2 weeks after the tournament's over before you get back to the regular season for the teams that were there at the end. But for the teams that have been eliminated, can you start a little bit earlier? Can you at least allow them to play some friendlies following all the proper protocols, but get some matches? Because we've seen it in the tournament, and Atlanta's not the only team this has been the case for. Some of the play has been disjointed. It's been sloppy because teams didn't have a traditional preseason. They didn't get to play games coming in, and they've had to figure it out on the fly. And that doesn't lead to the best soccer sometimes.
Follow him on Twitter, of course, at Longshoe. He is the color analyst for all things Atlanta United here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshoe, join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Man, it's a lot to sort out. It just kind of stinks because it's like, we don't have that next thing to look for. You know what I mean? It's like any other season, it's like, okay, in 3 days, Jason will be on the call for, but now it's like, Jason will be on the call come Halloween. But anyway, Jason Longshore joined us here. I'll offend everybody, Jason. Don't worry about it. You don't have to offend anybody. I'll take care of all of that for us. Thanks as always, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you here soon. The NCAA is looking to make a decision on Friday that, while some people may be upset, maybe it's sort of the step that we need to break away from all of this. I'll explain that story coming up next. It is the John Chuckley Show. Opening day, opening night in MLB, Nats, Yankees. Watch a little baseball action. Sports Radio Nats on the Game and on your radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.